said beforehand that we're shevach v'kadosh baruch hu and haydot v'kadosh baruch hu. Because how we magde what shir is unique? What is unique about shir over here? That this is the shira. This is the model of shira. There's an Abarbanel speaks about it, and he speaks by Rikos about what shira is. And it's a very, very Talmudic Abarbanel, certainly to our ears, because it sounds totally out of kilter with what you'd expect. He speaks about the nekuda of what shira is, and he says the word shira applies to three different things. One is the words that are written in rhyme, like we write poems, sort of rhyme verse. That, he says, is a goyish thing. He says you don't find it not in Tanakh and not in Chazal that there's rhymes. It wasn't until the Piyutim that you start having things charuzim. Kuzari Darchag also writes very sharply against it. He said it was an Arab influence, and they brought into Lashon Kodesh. It doesn't have a makom, it's not Tayridic, so on and so forth. So that's not. The next thing he says is sometimes a person has a nigun he wants to sing, and he wants to put words to it. So in order for the words to fit the nigun, you sometimes are mayrich a little bit, sometimes bekatze, you add a letter or you take off a letter, depending on kafir inyan, so that fits the nigun. And he says that's the ikar reason why this is called shira. It was made to be sung with a nigun, and b'meil the words, sometimes you find words that have, Rashi points out, extra yuds, extra this, and sometimes the short words, all kafir to fit inyan. And he says that's the ikar pshat why it's called shira. It's a davar mafli, matmiya. First of all, when a chazan does it, we're rightfully upset. Even if he doesn't leave out any letters, but if he stretches letters or he adds letters, so that's not appropriate to say that in the Torah it was meant to fit a nigun, and the Torah is ma'irich and mekatzah. It's different kimchai. So it's Torah. It's not a shir as I made, so that's why it's done. It's a double mafli. It's something that really... And the third thing he says is, whenever you speak in metaphor, so the word shir is used, so he makes a chilik. He says that's not, even though the shir here is full of metaphors, but that's not the ikar reason. Why? He says because ksuvim are something that have shira as a bederek ruach hakodesh that was in each every navi, so that those metaphors are shira. Here, since it's talpi nevuah, it's not shira. That's more or less what the Baruch says. L'chura, there's an ipcha mistavet there. I mean, the Rambam says very clearly, obviously, ruach hakodesh is one darga before nevuah. When a person, the Rambam writes, is misale, and he goes from Madreik to Madreik and prepares himself, he can attain Ruach HaKodesh alpi his own avoda. Nevuah is already up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If he wants to give him Nevuah, not give him Nevuah. That's what I'm... And Ruach HaKodesh is one step. It's in the Derech HaOyle to Nevuah. It's the step before Nevuah. That's a Mulsa Pshitasa. So to say that the kviyas of Shira's Dafka, things that said Ruach HaKodesh, and not the things that were said Derech Nevuah, seems very much Ibchum Mistav. That's really, really the Pella. The first one he himself rejects, but the other two, each one has its own Pella. What's the pshat that it's, the words and the nigging and so on? And so we need to understand a little bit, I guess, the nekuda of Shevach and Hoidot HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so on. Whenever you have an exchange that I'm being mishabeach somebody, there are two nekudas coming up in it. One is I'm describing the other person's actions, and the world of seichel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Adam seichel and das. And that the ikar of seichel and das is to bring out a description of the bria as it is. So, l'mashal, the koyach adam was he would see everything in the Bria, he would see a sus, he would see and he would describe it. And his description was accurate. The word that he chose was accurate, because the das of Adam, the seichel of Adam, is to be koilet the Bria around and to learn it up properly. That's the koyach. That's why koyach ha-dibur is even a stronger koyach than koyach ha-seichel das. And that's why Adam is called Ruach Mimallah, because the ultimate koyach of dibur is that the person is able to bring out in words the metzias. So he needs to process it, be magdir it correctly, and give it over. So if I'm an outsider and I see Reuven helped Shimon, and I'm looking very carefully and I have a good eye, so I say Reuven went out of his way to help Shimon. He did it with a lot of mysterious nefesh. This is what it cost him in terms of time and expense, and this is what Shimon needed. And I can describe the whole thing extremely well. And that all goes into gather of Shvachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Am I part of the process? The answer is no. I could be a computer. A good computer could do the same thing. It's kol kuloi a reflection of an outside metzias that is kayam by tzaratzmoy, and the observer is an observer. So one chelik, lamashal, we say psuka de zimra. It's a chelik of a person's ability to look around the bria, to be makim ayis Hashem, and to bring them out and describe them. That's one chelik. A second chelik is lamashal. Let's say a person was in a terrible matziv. So a person, chas v'shalom, was drowning, or he's in a fire, and somebody rescued him. So the person can speak about his experience, that he was mamish shari mavis, and he was saved. And the person will be expressing his own metzias. It's a very deep expression of his own experience and his own being saved. That is from a different place than the seichel and the das and the senses. It has to do with my ruach shebekirbi. A person is a chai, he wants to live, he lives things through, and he brings it the lave, what we call the lave, is the kli for it. There are no really good expressions with words. Things that the person can't express, these are things they can't express in words. They say about one of the Gedolei, I'm not going to say it, I mean, a few hundred years ago, that he had a daughter who was married to someone else who was from the Gedolei, and she was nifta young. The meduba was he would marry her sister, but after he heard his son-in-law's hespit on his wife, he refused to give him his other daughter, and he said the hespit was too good. In other words, if a person lives bitzar, then ilmus, not speaking, vayidemarin. When a person is really bitzar, a person has no words, because that chelik of the person, the chelik that we'd call leiv, of ruach and so on, is not part of words, and there's a scream, there's a cry, there's a laugh, things like that, but nothing that would be in dibur. And if a person has the presence of mind to have a mesuridik and mahalach in dibur, it's lacking in that mahalach of personal experience. So every event that a person goes through, there's the chelik that's nitfas with seichel and das, and there the person gives over, through dibur, gives over hagdaris of it, and that chelik is a shvach HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzad the objective reality. And whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved me or somebody else, or he made a big storm in the wind, I can say the same shevach because it's about the Ribbono Shel'olam and the ma'asim he did. My own personal experience, I express my tremendous simcha that I was saved. I could be mesiach as the person that saved me. I could not be mesiach as the person that saved me. But the etzem expression of simcha has to do with me. It's because me and I were saved. That's that chelik of a personal experience. The Adam was put into the world with a ruach and a guf, a nefesh and a guf. The chelik of the guf includes the senses and the ability to see things and describe them. And the chelik of nefesh, of ruach, is the chelik that lives the thing itself and expresses himself. The each one has a maila, but l'mashal, when you have a chibur between two people, imagine a person gives me a matana. So one way of I could describe to him, so somebody, I needed a car desperately, and someone gives me a car. So let's imagine he's not giving me the car that I need desperately, but he's giving me a matana. So I can write a letter and say it was a tremendously very, it was a tremendous act of chesed. I know it costs you a lot of money, and it's a very nice car, and so on and so forth. V'chulu v'chulu. If I write it like that, the words are emes, but I'm not in the picture. There's another hechetimtza, where I need a car desperately, someone gave me the car. I express a lot of simcha that I have a car finally. I didn't have a car, and it was broken, and now I have a car. The person giving it to me is an addendum to that. So each one describes another metzias, but there's no chibur between the two metzias. The ability, the chibur is when in the words I say to you, I express my personal simcha as well. When those two come together, that's the shleimus in dibur that you have in Adam when you have the guf and neshama together. So in terms of expressing something about an event that happened to me, expressing the objective truth about you, the benefactor, and me, the person that experienced it, only together are those diburim a real chibur. One of the inyanim in this parasha is Zekeli van Vehu. Ani Vehu. Van Vehu, so everyone knows the van Vehu of Isnoel, the van Vehu, and so on. But van Vehu is Ani Vehu. In other words, there is a word called Ve'an Vehu, which includes the he of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's interesting. It's not ani v'ato. It's ani v'hu. In other words, the description about the Ribbono Shel Olam's involvement is kol kuloi ma'ase plo'ov, and the ani is kol kuloi my experience. And yet the Torah found itself in the word v'anveyu that incorporates both. The word v'anveyu in the mashmos of in the mashmos of the halacha of hidur mitzvah snor lefanai includes both, because the klal is whatever I need to do, so being yoytze rechavasi is klapi the other person. So lemashal, somebody comes along and he imposes a tax on me to do X, Y, or Z. So I fulfill and I do X, Y, and Z. Klapecha, I did everything that I needed to do. You impose this and this tax, did a machusa, or you know the fact that I'm anshe semakim and so on. I did my chayiv and I did it. Lotzei sidei chayvasei is klapi the one that's imposing the chayiv on me. Lotzei sidei chayvasei. The noe, the ve'anveyu, is because I find it special. So when I sit in the sukkah, that's a halachic sukkah, that's the chayva that comes mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu imposed the chayva on me. When I make it noyer, that's where I put myself into it. So v'anveihu mitzad, the mitzias pnimis of anivahu, that chibur creates a halacha of having of isnoy lefanai, because isnoy means that's totally in you. So his snor has no gdarim in gvulos exactly, because it be'etzem meant to be tole. All the pasuk is megala that it is an inyan in basav adam that he should add self into the mitzvah. And that's added primarily through his snor lefanai. So let's go back to the nekudas that we spoke about a little bit. So we're looking for an expression of something that's mechaber the two. And kol oid, there's no chibur of the two, we don't have the ultimate expression of geula. So let's go back to Barbanel's Hagdaris, the first one. Nigun, the Torah HaMincha speaks about it in Balei Yisra, when he speaks about the Levi'im and their Shira. He says, Shira goes to a place that Tefillah can't reach. Nigun. I use the word Nigun. And that's why Levi'im had Nigun. The reason for it is as follows. And let's understand why it's like that. Words have sichlistic gedarim. So somebody comes to you with a taina. You owe me this and this. I can this toyin and nitin. I can tie, and I don't owe you this and this. Anytime I'm putting down something, you should support me because of this. No, I have other things to support. Every taina has a counter taina possibly, and in seichel there's a gvul where you come to and you say, that's it. Your tainas are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I slugged up your tainas, no tainas, and that's it. When you me'oire rachmim by somebody, you me'oir it because something in your plight, something in your tone is me'oir rachmim inside the other person. It's a ruach to ruach to a connection. It's a nefesh to nefesh connection. It doesn't go through seichel. So b'meila there's no toyin b'nitin. The person can close his ears, or I may not be me'oir enough rachmim. It's not coming from enough of a pnimius. When a person is a real mitzuka and he comes to you, so even if mitzad logic, it doesn't make sense, I don't owe it, there's other avenues than that, I'm misoyer to it because it's coming from a different avenue. So he says that's why Nigen has a koyach to go to a place where the Burm don't have a koyach. But it's chisarin is also that has no kvulis. So I don't stand because this arman cries strong and that arman, every one of these two have its own kvulis. When you have a shira, that it's nicker in the words, that those words have a niggin that comes on top of it, it's argivetri rachshi. It means the chesser and yeser in the words are not the pshat like a bus of a dumb that we had some problems, so we stretched a little, we fit a little. It's a whole different world. It means that these are words that are meant to come hand in hand with a niggun. And that means that this is part, the shira is part of a bigger inyan that includes the two together. I wanted to add that the third pshat of the Barman, I think, also goes with the same kav. We asked, how is it shayach that nevuah should be inferior to Ruach HaKodesh? Barmanel speaks about the Ruach HaKodesh Shebekarev Kalech Devechot. Divri Nevuah, the person turns off and is called Kuloi Atziner for the Ribbono Shelom's Diburim. And that's the reason why every Navi, Chutz Moshe Rabbeinu, his guf collapsed. There was no self. He went into a fit. There was no self. The guf collapsed. And the Ribbono Shel Olam spoke through the person. That was normal Divrei Nevuah. The mile of it is that it was a much, much clearer perception of Ribbono Shel Olam's words, because there was no self. It was called Kulei the Ribbono Shel Olam. So there was a Hevdil. Every Navi had a different signal, but B'chol Eifin, the Diburim was Koyamar Hashem. Ksuve, Ruach HaKodesh is different. Ruach HaKodesh means, and the Rambam says, Ruach HaKodesh is that a person understands from his own das But he recognizes that this das is of a different nature. It's not my typical das. It's a different das. So it's more the person is in it. So when you say something b'derech melitza in divrei nevuah, that's because the emes of those diburim created a melitza. So the emes of diburim in Torah, when it's a melitza, erla salev. That occurs probably mal erla salev. Erla salev is a melitza. It doesn't mean a physical piece of meat. But the Torah said the right description for that is erla salev. But when in ksuvim, when somebody wrote b'divrei melitza, that melitza was the pshat. It was the person's own expression. He deherited melitzadik because of the person's metzias, and therefore you have that type of dibur. So the two inyanim. So the inyan of shir is that a person is able to use both kalim, the kalim of the ruach in the person, which is the atzmius of the person, and the kalim of seichel and das and so on, which is really the herring the other and describing it accurately that way. It's interesting. There's something called birchas hashir. And birchas hashir, it's machlokes in Gemara what it is. Certainly birchas hashir describes nishmas on the birchas hashir, and the not clear why it's called birchas hashir. I mean, it's a shevach to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It's a der shevach of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. But nishmas, the whole metzias of nishmas is that on the one hand a varn shepilakta banu, the lashon is samta vifinu, and the ruach and the shamash of bekibenu. It's ki'ilu, it's the shevach of the entire person, including both the seichel and the lashon, and including also the ruach and the shamash of bekibenu. The ruach and the shamash express themselves mitzidi, and the lashon samta vifinu expresses mitzidcha. So something that a shevach of that nature, that's called a shir de geshevach. The shleimus of lasid lovoi, and the truth is, for us, it's something that is be'etzem kemat a tartar disaster. We don't have a person either is amal to understand, a person's oisik in Torah, his amelus is to understand the emes and to be magde the emes, and that's the nati of the person. So the diburim of the person are hagdaris amitiyos. A person who's oisik in, let's call it tefillah, or the chaluk of Torah that is regish, expresses himself vanis tefillah. That betzim goes beyond words. Tefillah has kemat no words. The words are belachash, because it's be'etzem the ruach sheboi, and not less the word sheboi. That's the person's own itzias. And the two really, really are a certain tension. They don't go together. The lasid lovoi, the shleimus of the bria lasid lovoi, is going to be when the two come together in a way that boz zev alomer al zeh, that in the same diburim, a person that hears the outside objective emes about what I'm talking about, in my diburim, I hear the true picture of the godless of the other, of the who, and in my koil and in my shira and my nigan, I hear the ani of the person and the self of the person. Tchias hameisim is something which the parashah in Cheskel that some say Veishis goes through the process of the Gidden, the Krumas are in Gidden, Datsomis, the Krumas are in Gidden, and so on. And then the Ruach that's put into it. The Gandlus of Tchias HaMesim is not that the neshama comes alive again. The neshama is always alive. Be'etzim, it's almost like a kasha. There's a shidrama, she is like that. Be'etzim, we can ask ourselves, I mean, with dik is the neshama. The neshama goes to ilma neshamas. Mitzad the neshama, it's nitzchi. Mitzad the world of neshamas, it's nitzchi. What do we need more than that for? The answer is, the shleimus habriya is that there's a guf and a neshama. That those two kleiches, those two mahalchim, come together. The tchias hamesim is when there's a new bria of guf, and ifach the ruach, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings in a ruach into the guf. The shleimus is the two together, and that's why tchias hamesim is the lasid lover according to the vast majority of Rishayim, because be'emes that's the shleimus habria is that you have a bria that the has the Ribbono Shel Olam and understands the who of the Ribbono Shel Olam in its objective truth and can verbalize it, can articulate it, and the has the self, the simcha of self, and can articulate it in the way that can be a nigun. And really what's important is that it can be mechabed the two in that they go as hand in hand as a neshama and a guf. And that's why Oz Yosher, the final shir is Tchias HaMesim Dafka, because that's the ultimate, the tachlis of the Bria is a guf and a neshama, and the shevach of the person is that he expresses it with a shevach that's guf and a neshama. And that shevach is shirim. That's called shirim. That's why it's unique. Every other shira had a little bit of this, a little bit of that. The chazal wa'imid that didn't have the right exact balance. This had the right exact balance. I guess Baruch Hashem, we're learning the Torah, we're Yeshua Holim, and it's sometimes perplexing because we feel sometimes the tam of the chelik of the learning, and we understand with the hair, we express. Every time a person understands something better in Torah, a person is able to express another emes, and that's one chelik of it. On the other hand, a person knows that there are deep, his sense of self, it finds itself in a very different olam. In the olam of regesh, the olam of tefill, and so on, it's usually seen as somewhat of a tata de sasra, and it is in a certain sense a tata de sasra. But the emes is the shleimus that the bria is headed towards, is the shleimus of the two intertwined. The tzura of shira, where in the words itself we feel that there's a niggun. The words are waiting for its niggun, and the niggun itself impressed itself on the words, so that they come out together. That's the final surah of shevach to Rebbe Yisrael. That's the tachas habria. Adam as a medaber brings out his shleimus dafka in shira, which is the shleimus of all together. It's it's a lasid lovay to think about, to understand the lasid lovay where a person's ani and their Ribbono Shel Olam's who become one of anvehu is something, and we should be zeicher bez Hashem to the shir of lasid lovay, to the oz yosher, where the words in the nigun will be miksha achas, where the stira between the words of emes and the nigun of pnimius not only are not tartes asra, but the heinu hach of tzuras adam.